Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. There's a disturbance in the force, folks, because Ray Keating is here. He always causes a disturbance when he hangs around us. And Ray Keating's back, folks. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He and I agree on many things, and when we don't agree on things, it gets rough. And we have a big time either way. He's an outstanding economist. He's the author of a number of books, including the Pastor Stephen Grant series of mystery novels. How many are now? 29 or 30 of that in that series?
There are nine now.
Nine. Count them, nine. I can't keep up with them. He's so prolific with these things, folks. I get him to tell you about those just a little bit later on, but we need to get into the business at hand today, Ray. Thank you for being here.
I thought we were going to talk about Star Wars with that music. You know, is Kathleen Kennedy going to be fired?
There you go. A big, huge day yesterday on the Supreme Court. And we're going to talk about a ruling or two in another segment. But before we go any further, Anthony Kennedy, 30-year jurist, 30-year associate Supreme Court justice, retired yesterday. What do you think, Ray?
I'm not tuned in on the, my radar isn't tuned into the rumors, so it did surprise me. But,
generally known that he was considering it.
All right, well, see, I'm out of the loop. But, over the years, I haven't been a huge fan of his. I think, my line with Anthony Kennedy has always been, which side of the bed is he going to get up on today, and then we'll figure out how he's going to rule on a case.
Yeah.
So I think he's largely been something of a disappointment, but there have certainly been some opinions where he stepped up and, protected free speech and actually, abided by what's in the Constitution. So that's a good thing. But there are other times where he didn't do that.
He's mostly been a good, a dependable jurist in terms of business. In more cases than not, he has been in social issues. If you're a hardcore conservative, social issues, he's probably disappointed you. But what I liked about Kennedy.
Well, let me say one thing on that, Jim. The terminology there is interesting, and this is what we all do it. But we shouldn't, quite frankly, be talking about business issues or political views when we're talking about the Supreme Court. That's
should be talking about the Constitution, right?
The Supreme Court is about the Constitution and the laws as they are written.
I agree.
And that's actually it. And the problem is that we've gotten away from that for decades and decades and decades now. And you can see that in many rulings.
The court has become more political than over the last 50 or 60 years. Yeah.
Absolutely. By political, I mean they decide to put their own views, policy views, into their rulings rather than, what did Congress and the president actually intend and say, and what's actually in the Constitution. That's their job. It's not their job to become another legislative body, and that's been the problem.
I've really given Kennedy credit for being a more thoughtful judge than the other four that have been over the last many years, decades. We've had at least four on the left and four on the right. I've given Kennedy credit for being more thoughtful. I've always worried about him, but now we've got Judge Roberts, who you don't always know which way he's coming down, even though he's supposed to be a conservative. But what did you think about when he retired? Do you think his retirement was because he really wanted to retire, or do you think he knew he wasn't going to be there forever, and he thought maybe this would be a good time to give the president an opportunity to replace him with someone that he would approve of? The new guy was his clerk at one time.
Right. Yeah. It's tough to say. I mean, obviously there are a whole host of reasons, you can't look inside the mind of an individual. He might just want to go and, do some more fishing and playing golf or, just taking a break from all this. But I think there is, a certain logic to saying, this is somebody that was appointed by Reagan and he would prefer that, you know, his replacement be appointed by somebody that might be more like-minded or, you know, where he comes down. Just as, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to
stay till the end.
You know, if it's her choice to retire during a Trump presidency.
Yeah, no, she'll stay until they take her out feet first or until a Democrat president is elected. But, no, I just want to say that, you know, I'm on balance. I've been happy with Kennedy. He's disappointed me a few times, but I never considered him an ideologue. I always considered him a reasoned jurist, a principled jurist, even though I disagreed with him on some cases. But I never thought he was an ideologue, like I think Kagan and Sotomayor and certainly Ginsburg are. Definitely those three are ideologues. Quick break, 22, right back with Ray Keating. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.